A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
I'm Adam, and today's topic is elves.
I made it goblins in the file.
So what's your favorite type of elf? Is it a Christmas elf?
Yeah.
Or is it... Yeah, all right. Boring answer. Is it a... I gave you the first one to be like, oh, so we can all be like, this is dumb.
Is it a Christmas elf? Or, and I didn't even let the or get out. It is a Christmas elf.
I like, you know, every single different type of culture has developed in some way, like the household elf.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's nice.
It is nice to know there's a little guy that lives in my fucking oven.
Yeah.
Whatever. And if I forget to turn off the...
How well do you think that those old types of elves adapted to modern
technology? I don't think they did, dude. I think they had to go.
Gremlins specifically target machinery.
That's true. Gremlins are like the bad version of that.
Do you think gremlins existed before machinery? Like, so was it gremlins being like, the wheel?
I'm getting in it.
I'm going to break a fire.
Well, I guess gremlins arrived the moment we developed anything that looks like technology.
That's so funny because we were around for so long before we developed anything.
That's true.
Humanity's been alive for what?
Well,
like 10...
here's a question. When a fucking orangutan breaks a stick
and
sucks off the leaves so he can stick it in an anthill, can
gremlins.
You get gremlins in that stick?
Are ghosties and ghoulies human specific? Do baboons have ghosts?
Maybe. Well, I reckon there are going to be some. Yeah. We mess with nature so much that they're going to be like, yeah, we definitely have gremlins.
You reckon baboons are like, that tree is haunted?
I reckon it's more.
No, I'm with you. Sorry, don't misunderstand me. I'm with you. Yeah, absolutely. Baboons are like, stay away from that fucking tree. It's built on a baboon burial ground.
So, but in this, for a baboon to believe in a baboon ghost, there needs to be a baboon heaven.
No, there doesn't.
Or a baboon afterlife of some kind.
I think the idea of a ghost is that they didn't go to the afterlife.
Well, yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, as in, a baboon needs to go. Yes, a baboon needs to believe. If a baboon believes in a ghost, maybe it doesn't need to believe in a heaven. But the baboon needs to believe in his soul.
Okay. I don't think it needs to believe in his
soul. What does the baboon think the ghost is, then?
Well, what do we think a ghost is?
It's a spirit.
Everyone has fucking different opinions on what a ghost is. You talk to a fucking scientist, and they'll tell you it's nothing. And you talk to a pseudoscientist, and they'll tell you, like, it's an imprint left by our consciousness or something. Everyone's got different opinions.
Are you saying in this...
A baboon might be like, oh, it's bananas.
Yeah, a ghost is all the bananas that you ate.
Yeah.
Because bananas are plants, they keep growing.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
why are they afraid of that?
Why would they not be?
Why are we afraid of ghosts?
Well, I don't think a ghost is a banana.
I think ghosts are the unknown. Like, we don't know enough about them, and that's why they're scary, because, like, what if they're mean?
This is it.
What if they're good?
Preach it to the choir.
Baboon does not know.
Yeah, that's
Baboon's
it.
Baboon's like, okay. case, we know it's made of bananas, I guess, but, like, how do we know that?
Yeah.
All we know is that the tree's different now.
Yeah, and it's spooky.
And we can't predict it. We don't know what the tree's going to be like.
Do you think baboons have Halloween because of that?
Do you mean the spirit All Hallows Eve? Like the
full on... they did paganism.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think when, like the other apes, you know, like aside from us, start to develop religion? Will it look the same? Will they come up with the same stuff?
Yeah, I think it'll
stuff?
Be similar. Will
that be a bit embarrassing? when a baboon comes over to you and he's like, what about this? What if there's like a guy, like a spirit in charge of all of it? And we're like, cool idea, baboon. Yeah,
I think it'll depend
unique.
On the person. Because a baboon comes up to you and they're like, I believe in the one true God. And a Catholic might be like, yes.
That's true. I guess you're like, you wouldn't be like laughing at the baboons for their primitive religion.
Yeah.
You would be like, they found our God. And when the baboon's like, it's like a baboon who died for our baboon sins. You're like, well, actually, he wasn't really a baboon. He was sort of a man. So.
Well, people will be divided into camps. Also, some people will be like, many different cultures, many different human cultures in the past, where we were like, your God, kind of like our God, maybe the same God.
I hope we go backwards. Yeah. I hope the baboon's like, it was a baboon, and the Catholic Church is like, no, it was a man, and I'm like, maybe it was a baboon.
Well, you're thinking it's maybe a baboon now, Jack. You don't need the baboon to tell
we
you.
We don't know if Christ was human or
see?
Not.
See? Yeah, that's why you're scared of him.
I am so vindicated this episode.
You got vindicated.
Yeah, that's good.
It's giving you a terrible power.
Yeah. If any animal comes forward with a religion, it's just pretty much going to be there is one defining thing that holds the whole universe together.
True.
And every single religion is going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's
see,
a good point.
We were right.
It's kind of annoying in a way.
I mean,
even
people.
If you're not religious, like people, it's like, oh, there's one thing that holds the universe together. And people are like, oh, right, the universe. The...
Yeah.
See, even
the
monkeys know it.
Some people, though, inevitably will be pretty embarrassed. They'll be like, oh, God, monkeys came up with religion. Good for them.
Yeah, yeah.
But. You know, it'll be a mix.
I think, it's like, it's not so much embarrassed that they came up with a religion, it's that it's all the same ideas we came up with centuries ago. You know, you're like, oh, yeah, very clever. They're like, oh, what if we have one God? Or what if we have many gods? And we're like, we've done that, baboons. We're on the new religions.
I thought you'd be embarrassed because you had the same idea as a baboon. Are you embarrassed?
The baboons had the same idea as me.
What was the last advance we had in religion?
Well, when the baboons develop religions, we'll have done it. We'll have had a new one.
Yeah, we'll have had it for a while, but like, what if we innovated? People be like, they'll be like, I think maybe one god. I think maybe many gods. We'll be like, we've had that for a while. And they'll be like, yeah, and what have you done recently? What have you thought of recently? What new gods have you come up with?
I didn't realize I was on the fucking baboon council getting fucking the baboon
degree. You're mocking
the
baboons is all I'm saying. And you're no better.
Yeah, you gotta come up with something new. Okay, what's one new thing you do for religion?
Yeah,
okay.
How'd you change religion?
Okay, let me come up with a new kind of faith.
On.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck. Give him a minute. It just won't take long.
Yeah, he's doing it. Look at him go.
I'm thinking about
He's been thinking about this for
it's
ages.
It's easy enough for a baboon to do, apparently. Prove you better than a baboon, Jack. Make it so a baboon
would never
embarrass you.
Oh, what? What was
well,
that?
Well, I'm not, you know, it's not my job to innovate religion.
Yeah, that's fucking right.
It's a baboon's job. You're right, Jackson.
The baboon! Yes.
Did you mean that? When you say embarrassed, I assume you meant humans would be embarrassed because it's embarrassing to only be as smart as a monkey.
Yeah.
Or did you mean that the baboons are going to be embarrassed when they find out
what
they
I
already
meant
did it?
Is it's like, imagine, you know, what's an example? Like, say you've read a book, right?
Let's say I have.
let's just imagine.
Let's ponder that
in
world.
In this hypothetical world, I've read a book.
You've read a book, and you've gained some insights from that book.
Oh, I learned from it. Good.
Yeah, you've learned from the book. You're like, oh, the main character, maybe your first insight about the book is you're like, oh, the main character's journey reflects his father's journey in the same story.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
But then you've read it a couple of times maybe, and you're like, oh, and the main character also represents the Jungian ideal of something or what. You've got a deeper understanding of the book.
Sure.
And then somebody comes to you and they've just started reading the book and they're like, get this, and they give you that first shallower reading of the book. And you're like, oh, you're not, you know, you're just starting out, and that's a bit embarrassing that you're not reading the book in the same level that I am.
I'd be excited.
That'll be us with the baboons.
It will
I'd be
not.
Excited. If I let's say, isn't this hypothetical, I've read a book thrice. Yeah. So I've read this book thrice, and I've got three levels of meaning now.
Yeah,
as is what happens with reading books.
That's how books go. Yeah,
you level your book up.
Yeah, yeah, I level up my book. Mm-hmm. I get book XP.
Yeah,
someone comes up to me, they're like, "Hey, I've read this book once. I have meaning." That's I'm like, "Oh, sick! Keep doing it. It rules."
Well, that's just.
And if they say to me like, "I don't want to," I'm like, "Could I say some more?"
Well,
that's one way of looking at how you're wrong. Here's another way.
Okay, please.
Have you considered that? In this book analogy,
yeah,
there was really only one layer.
What's the one layer?
Religion. There are gods, maybe.
Well, yeah, but in this hypothetical baboon scenario,
yeah,
we have developed religion further. Then, so
hang on.
Yeah.
How?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, tell me. Come on.
What do you mean?
Where's reading number two?
I don't know, because I've yet to do it.
Okay? So hang on. So
it's not my responsibility to develop faith in the new directions.
So what you're saying is, if the baboons came up and they're like, "We think of gods," you'd be you couldn't say, "Oh, that's nice, that's cute."
Well,
couldn't.
I would look at us and mm-hmm. I'd see our popes vomiting up black cubes or whatever. Okay, communing with some kind of fucking fungus god, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, like a single human deity, yeah, that you worship. That's cool. It's a bit primitive, but it's cool."
And how he had to make things up to seem right.
Yeah. So in this hypothetical, just say we're in the world we currently exist in now. Mm-hmm. Baboom comes up to you and it's like, "Jackson,
yeah,
I figured it out. There's a guy
mm-hmm. in this world now."
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, that's pretty, you've arrived at the same idea we all have. That's cool. Yeah.
But
in this world now.
So you're saying that hypothetically, if we had new ideas,
yeah,
that would be embarrassing because we'd
it's
have
embarrassing
better
that
ones.
The baboons are just catching up. If we,
but
if
we haven't caught up to the hypothetical yet.
No, because baboons have it'll take centuries and centuries and centuries for baboons to develop religion.
The second baboons start communicating with us about religion, we're going to fucking impose our religious ideas on them. It sucks. It sucks that baboons would have a different perspective on religion and we'd ruin it.
We got to hope that whatever our black cube fungus god faith is of the millennia's ahead future is advanced enough that not everyone we've been...
Famously, religion changes.
Yeah, well, this one has. Do you see the Pope vomit up all those cubes?
Jack, I don't know what you're talking about.
There would be such a social media war. Like, there would be people being like, "Let the baboons speak their religion." Then there'd be people like, "Shouldn't we tell the baboons about all the atrocities they shouldn't commit?"
Yeah,
because the atrocities are what's next.
Talking about fucking black cube popes, remember like 2-3 years ago when someone was like, "Whoa, what if the Pope was young?" What if we had a young Pope?
I really love the idea of like, there's a lot of debate about baboons and their faith. It's like the Pope's gonna give a statement and he comes up to his little balcony and he's like, everybody's like, "Whoa," because that means a lot in the future to us.
Why? How?
Well, I don't know. I'm not from there.
You can't. You can't keep doing this.
He can. And
if I was from there, I'd know what the cubes meant, but I don't. Yeah.
I would imagine the cubes would be, knowing our religions, I imagine the cubes would be not as interesting as you'd think.
No,
You'd pick up the cube, you'd be like, "Oh, this is just a square Bible."
Yeah.
Square books are like, probably already a thing.
You'd feel it and you'd be like, "Oh, this used to be like a little like pill that he, you know, like when he throws
up." Oh, it's a sponge. He's just been filling his mouth with sponges.
Because we can't see it because it's so far away. Yeah, it seems significant.
It looks bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're easier to see because the Pope's vomiting them up from far away.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough being mean to me.
No. I simply reject that.
Oh, no. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you
everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm sure whatever garbage you're listening to now is fine, but did you know we do an absolute arseload of other podcasts? For example, D&D is for Nerds, a real-play Dungeons & Dragons podcast where I, Adam, Cass, and Zamet play a bunch of different characters over the course of a bunch of different campaigns, but all taking place within the same twisting, connected universe. If you've never played D&D before, that won't be a problem. Hell, it might make listening to it even better. So head to sanspantsradio.com and look for D&D is for Nerds, or just search for D&D is for Nerds wherever you find your podcasts. This is that trick Adam's learned off mic, yeah. I think.
Where off a hike recently.
Yeah, off a hike where he can just say... Off hike. He learned off hike.
Oh, we did it off hike.
Off mic on hike.
He can just say, I simply reject that premise and I have no recourse. I'm done. I'm screwed.
What there's nowhere to go for there because you Adam puts up Adam is thinks of himself a wall that is impenetrable, mm-hmm. but you're not trying to get, break through the wall, you're trying to bounce a ball off of it.
Exactly.
And Adam is simply removing the wall.
He's like, actually there's no wall and I'm not even here.
I've discovered that I am rubber, you are glue is not effective. In fact, I want it to stick to me. Yeah,
exactly.
Then you I can am leave glue.
Let's talk about Let's talk about these miracle berries I bought.
But we haven't tried them yet.
Yeah, I know. But the people need to know we at least have them.
Yeah, we're about to go to the shops and
do you know how long they last for?
No idea.
Start having them now.
Great question. So a little backstory. Miracle berries are a thing. It's based off like a West African berry that makes everything taste sweet or like inverts.
Based on or is?
Well, these are like little pills made of like dried that fruit. So I don't know if there's anything else. Yeah. So basically it is, but maybe not entirely.
This is based on a, these things are based on a, what do you call them? A, aspirin.
Yeah. These are just aspirins I'm giving
single
you.
Single serve tablet.
So we were talking about these cause these are a thing like even since like primary school. Mm. People are like, do you know there's a berry you can have that makes everything that tastes sour sweet and everything?
That's cool. I love this as our primary school voice.
What? Oh yeah, no, it sounds no. I know someone. I read online and they said it was good.
Yeah. Oh, we should
guess
get it.
My age because it's between 6 and 12.
Oh, but actually, I'm more than 12 now because I'll be 13 next year. But yeah. I'll be 13 before high school starts. So I'll be 13.
That, see, that
early.
Is what a kid sounds like.
It's not. No,
that is what every child sounds like.
No, this isn't what his kids are. Maybe this is how they talk. Yeah, but this isn't what they sound like.
Excuse me for not being able to replicate a 6-year-old's voice.
Okay, go for it, Adam. What what does a child
Let's
sound
your child
like?
I would
never assume that I could.
You
I would simply
dog.
Use my own talking voice.
But anyway, these berries I'd always heard about, but it was always this thing where it was like, but you can't get them. Like, you gotta go
in Australia, you couldn't get them.
You couldn't get them. You gotta go to specialized fruit stores if you wanted to. And sure. I was like, I don't know where the hell that is. What's a specialized fruit store? But then.
I don't think I've ever heard the phrase specialized.
But that's what people would say. Like, I'd be like, oh, I'd love to get them. And they're like, yeah, but it's really hard because you gotta go to like special grocers or whatever.
That sounds 100% like a specific type of kid and the type of kid who's always like, my family is really like
really rich, but obviously like we can't show it to you.
Also, my dad, he's the my uncle works at Nintendo person.
Absolutely,
that's the kid. My that's uncle works at Nintendo. Kid.
But anyway, then we were talking about these like literally...
God help you if your uncle really did work for Nintendo.
God, that would
that'd
be grim.
Suck. That'd be like if you were actually a Nigerian prince trying to give away money.
But if your uncle did literally work for Nintendo, you probably wouldn't know any secrets because he'd be like under an NDA. So.
Yeah.
You know, which is boring but true.
Yeah, he'd know boring. Not to tell you stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, well, you are six.
imagine
you,
though, if you
will
like,
leak secrets. Yeah.
Imagine though, if you're like uncle or someone that worked high enough up in some place like Nintendo, where you could have gotten like feasibly, he could have brought home like the Switch a year before it came out, or obviously not a year, but before it came out or something like that.
But the problem as well is that, like, I mean, like, that would be good, but I imagine most of the actual Nintendo secrets that your uncle will be like, yeah, we get more memory processing now. Like, they're not making Nintendo 64 2 or anything?
I'm sure there are people who worked in some part of something like that who get advanced IP
shit. They're making a new Pokemon, kid, and he's got guns this time.
We know, I know a little thing, because I need to, maybe part of the marketing team or something like that. We got to fucking build our marketing strategy around this new Pokemon game, and we need to know what fucking Pokemon are in it.
Yeah.
And this is the gun one.
Hey, little Timmy, little secret from your uncle, in this next Mario, he chews tobacco.
In the next Pokemon, we're giving them all guns. You know how you can be a Aloha evolution? Now we can have a fucking gun.
Gun of evolution. And Mario's spitting everywhere he goes.
Super Smash Bro, you can just choose to play as the floor.
Yeah, you can be
you
the
can
stage.
Kick everyone off.
Mario's new Bowser is going to be snuffy.
It's a big tobacco Mario adventure, okay? He loves nicotine now.
Peach is into the nicotine patches now. Everyone's got them. Mario's a chewer.
Yeah, we're doing
Peach's
a
sticker.
We're doing a whole tie-in thing. You know how the Marlboro Man is dead? Well, they need a new
the
one.
Marlboro Man. Uncle, I don't know if this is anything the kids on the playground want to hear. Honestly, this is more disappointing than exciting.
It's a me, the smooth taste of Marlboro.
Yeah, well, I wish we lived in that
reality. Yoshi's going to be a fucking camel from Camel Cigarettes.
It's not. I like that they've not been sponsored by any particular brand. It's just like
tobacco.
Just cigarettes in general.
We got to bring them back. They've had some bad press over the last decades.
Nobody thinks about poor cigarettes.
Mario's going to rescue Princess Cuban cigars.
But anyway, yeah, so we were talking about these berries the other weekend, and I was like, I bet I could just buy them from Amazon. So I did. For $11, I got three of these pills made of berry juice, and we got them here now. But we've not used them or whatever.
Are we all excited to take a pill that we got off the internet?
Yes!
Well, I've just checked the ingredients, and you know when someone writes what the ingredients are, there's no way that's false.
Yeah, they can't
of course.
Lie. They're
it's
not allowed.
Freeze-dried miracle berry pulp and cornstarch, which they've specified is used for binding agent.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's literally two ingredients, and one of them is just there to hold it all together.
But yeah, it's a berry that apparently makes sweet things taste sour, and I was looking it up, and apparently it was like nearly I don't know what happened or why it wasn't, but it was nearly released as like a massive weight loss thing where they were like, oh, you can eat them. And then, you know, oh, this thing you normally hate the taste of, now it tastes sweet. But yeah, I don't know.
It's not that bad an idea.
Yeah. Who knows what it'll taste like? But I've had them for like a week and I'm excited to give them a go finally.
Unless we eat these and discover. Well, poison. I suppose we could discover a million different things. First off, we could be like, doesn't actually do that much.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
What if they taste bad?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I fear as well, yeah.
Okay, hang on. And also, actually, going back to that weight loss thing, here's the thing that I don't understand. So the instructions are like, it makes temperature changes your sense of taste and makes sour or bitter foods and drinks taste sweet.
Yeah.
But like something that is sour or bitter isn't necessarily healthy.
No, yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh,
absolutely not. Well, I did go on a website to have a look at this woman who had eaten a lot of berries and had reviewed them.
Yeah.
So eaten a lot of things with the berries. And
these
like,
berries? Not just berries, right?
Oh, no.
She's sort of a berry reviewer.
But she had a miracle berry. I think she had the actual berry, not the freeze-dried pulp with cornstarch. And she was saying that, she was like, oh, you know, lemon and limes were great. Blue cheese, didn't notice the difference. Chocolate just kind of tasted a bit bad. But she said that she'd made sour cupcakes and just put goat's cheese on the top of the cupcakes and ate them. And she's like, tasted delicious.
Huh. Wow. So I guess there's something to...
So if you want a cupcake, you can go to the effort of making one that tastes like shit and then eat
and
all you're eating is cheese and flour.
Yeah.
No sugar, though.
What? Well, what's something you hate the taste of?
But, like, I don't know if that's necessarily a healthier option than a regular
cupcake.
No.
It is.
Oh, sorry. I thought that's the claim you would just been making.
I mean, like, eating goat's cheese instead of buttercream, which is made out of sugar and butter.
It's probably going to be a bit healthier.
Yeah, because it's got cultures in it, so it's probably doing something nice for you.
Yeah. It's like on the scale, it's one better, but it's not like, you wouldn't call it healthy.
It's not like, it's not like you're going to eat a carrot and be like, oh, it tastes like a cupcake.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, this buttercream, this goat's cheese, this plain straight goat's cheese tastes like buttercream frosting.
We should
get cheese.
Yes, great idea. Well, I was going to say, what do you hate? What do you hate the taste of?
Cheese.
Zucchini and cucumber.
I don't know.
It tastes like anything.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
No, they do. I get that.
They absolutely do.
I love the taste of cucumber, but like
celery also yuck.
Oh, celery, I'll pay. I don't like the taste of celery.
I like the taste of celery. Chop up celery, put down a little bit of cream cheese, a little bit of mayonnaise, swirl that around, put it on a fucking sandwich.
Celery with peanut butter.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Celery and peanut butter, because then I can have enough peanut butter to not taste the celery.
Yeah.
And then I'm just
why not just have a scoop of peanut butter?
Well, because that doesn't have celery, and then I can't make myself think I'm having something healthy.
Ah, no, hey, that's fair enough.
I like celery when you cook it in a meal, like you cook it up at the same stage you cook an onion, because they can be released really nicely.
Hate cooked celery.
Yeah, me too. I'm not into cooked celery. Raw celery, all that fiber, get it down me. People are different.
Sure.
I felt heaps like I was doing a...
Do you peel your celery?
Nah.
Jack.
Yeah.
When you just... Wait, peel your celery? Do you need to peel celery?
What are you peeling?
The stringy bits. You know how one of the sides it's all string?
It seems like it's all string.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just peel the side that has a string on
What's
it.
Left?
So then
what?
So like the outer side, you know how when you eat it, it's just all the string?
Yeah.
So you just peel the outside of the celery and then you don't get the string, you just get the
crunchy
bit.
So there's like a fucking skin on celery, is there?
Yeah, it's the part with all the string on it.
What?
So if you peel it, you don't get all the stringy bits that a lot of people don't like.
I feel like this is the kind of thing I need to see somebody physically do to understand what's going on.
Bring me some celery and so much peanut butter.
Yeah.
So much peanut butter.
You can peel it for me. I'll eat the celery. You can eat the peanut butter. That's fine.
Yeah,
Jack, were you so excited when you discovered that it was a melting tablet and not a tablet that you had to actually swallow?
Yes. Well, I think I would be a bit... If they were like... swallow this tablet, I would be like a bit nervous, because presumably the way it works is that it changes it's very funny.
It's meant to coat your mouth or something?
Yeah. Coats your tongue. So
you roll it around in your mouth.
But it was very funny looking it up on Wikipedia, because it's like it activates it activates an enzyme called the miracular enzyme. And I was like,
fake.
It's like, I was looking up blue balls, right, the other day.
Yeah.
Right, because, you know, people say blue balls, oh, if a guy doesn't come enough, he
I
gets
feel
blue
like
balls.
I've looked up blue balls a few times in my life as well, typically in desperation. The only time, with the exception of presumably whatever Jack did the other night, the only time the phrase blue balls has ever been Googled is in desperation.
Well, it's just one of those things.
Just to clarify, because you were worried for your own safety, right?
No, because I wanted to get rid of it.
Well, I was like, because I had recently watched on Twitch a sex ed video or a sexual health video that Ted Danson did to pay off parking fines.
Jack was telling me about this the other day.
It's very funny. It's very funny. It's mainly it's edited by somebody clearly like presently on cocaine. Like, it is the most maniac thing you've ever seen. Anyway, in it they talk about blue ball, like, oh, a guy needs to come or whatever, and I was like, that cannot be true, that is a big lie. And I looked it up and they're like, well, the only thing that's like, oh, maybe really blue balls is if you're erect for a really long time and then you go not erect, is sometimes your balls might feel a little uncomfortable, is what the internet said. No, never in my life. People can go for a long time without coming and be fine. Anyway.
Hey, hang on. So is blue balls meant to be if you don't come for a while, eventually you just get sore?
Yeah, that's what they say.
That is the easiest fix, and what a fun fix.
Yeah.
Why is that a problem?
It's not always convenient. I had a year, an entire fucking year of my life where, for some reason, I blue balls at the drop of a hat. It was so uncomfortable.
But did you get blue balls from, like, erection to flaccid and then sore balls? Yeah, okay. Because what I've heard, and whereas the myth is like, guys just need to come, like, without the physical element, you know what I mean?
Like a kind of an anti, what's that community of...
Like an anti-nofap thing.
Yeah, anti-nofap.
And people use
profap.
Yeah, profap. But people are gross about it. Like, oh, jerk me off, I need to come or I'll die or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
like
yucky.
Like a ferret or whatever.
But anyway, on the Wikipedia page, underneath symptoms, one of them is a light blue tinge to your balls.
Balls actually go blue?
No, they don't. They could not. That's insane.
You've never had it.
What, they got no oxygen all of a sudden?
You never had it. You don't know.
Why would your balls go blue?
Why would they call it blue balls?
Because...
Well, Jack,
how am
why
I,
would they call it blue
how
balls?
Am I yet again on the defensive in this episode?
Why would they call it blue balls,
no
Jack?
No way your balls go blue if Why you would don't they jerk call off it that? Enough.
You haven't had it and you haven't checked.
I. What do you mean haven't checked?
You haven't had blue
Next
balls
Next time I have it, I'll check.
Please check. Let me know.
I nearly got it last night. Thank God I did. Thank God. Thank God, Cass, it was convenient.
Thank God.
In that moment, it was convenient moment, to take care convenient.
Of. Yeah. So I didn't know that's what it was. I thought it was just like, if you got horned up.
Yeah.
You get horned up and then nothing happens. And if you're horned up for long enough, it's a blood flow issue.
Oh. Yeah. Well, because I was trying to think of like the puss equivalent.
Sure,
and
yeah.
And you can get horned up enough that you start to ache.
Yeah.
But you know,
if it goes away, no lasting effect?
Yeah, I don't think there's any lasting effect. Has it ever been not convenient?
Well, that's what I'm worrying now, too. I'm like, has it just always been... Have I just made the time, basically? But no, I've been horny before and then, you know, not done anything about it. And I've been fine afterwards. Maybe I'm just powerful. I don't know. But yeah. Are you looking it up now?
Yeah. There's no actual evidence that the skin of the testicles turns blue, but it's possible that the testicles can have a slightly blue tint from the increased blood flow.
Well, that makes sense.
Maybe. Increased blood flow turns them blue.
Yeah,
why
what?
Would that? How does that make sense?
Have you looked at your veins? They're blue.
Yes.
I think that's a misunderstanding of something.
But I'm looking at my veins... arm now and it's blue.
Even deoxygenated blood is not blue.
Yeah, I know, but I'm looking at my arm and the arm is blue and that's I know it's because there's blood in there.
Yeah, so if there's blood in your balls, then...
I think that's a misunderstanding of how it works. I don't think increased blood flow would make that any bluer, though.
Yeah, but there's blood in it already and it's blue.
Yeah, I'm not going to... But.
So increased blood flow is not going to make it less blue.
I think that just from how the balls are...
Well, no, it would. You get flushed when there's increased blood flow.
Yeah.
That's reddening.
Yeah, but I think with balls, they can't obviously have veins as big or arteries... Or veins as big as the ones in your arm because they have to be really small to go around the balls, which means if they got bluer because there was... Like if I got more blood, I'm sure the individual veins would become more prominent in my arm.
Yeah,
my arm wouldn't turn
true,
blue.
True.
But if it's like lots of little tiny veins and capillaries are more red, aren't they? Mm. All around, it would appear I think more red.
Well, look, I mean, my belief is that they don't get blue. So I'm not on anyone's side. I think that's a...
We all got to get blue balls and check.
Yeah, all right.
I didn't check what happens to me. It could be the same thing.
Could get blue puss.
Blue puss.
And blue it's
puss,
possible.
In the same vein of like, what was that other one? The bag puss or whatever? Yeah. Feels like a Saturday morning cartoon like from the 1950s on the BBC.
Yeah. Do you reckon if you had one of these and sucked the dick, it would make the dick sweet? I guess it would.
Sorry?
I said that and then turned around to look at Cass and it was like getting hit by a truck. It was insane. Surely this would make a dick taste great. Like dick tastes fine.
But man,
unless you already think a dick tastes great, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not bad to begin with, but
it's like, it's just skin, but like... Well, actually, these would be great for eating ass, really, wouldn't they? This would be the perfect ass eating.
What's the flavor of ass?
Yeah,
it's not good.
This is specifically sour or sweet.
This isn't just like, oh, bad things will taste good and good things will taste bad.
Yeah, this is sour and bitter.
Do asses taste bitter or sour, Jack?
Sour ass is so bad. No, but because what I heard is that it's like, oh, it coats your... Like you were saying before, Cass, people were saying, oh, my saliva is really sweet after eating it. So I'm assuming that there's just some level of
base sweet. I think
if you're
eating ass,
the
prominent taste is not saliva, though.
it's probably ass. Yeah. Anyway, it couldn't hurt. That's all I'm thinking.
I don't know. Maybe it could.
Like, because, I mean, if we're talking about people, everyone... In the same way everyone smells
different,
everyone tastes...
I hope this is the first episode that gets played at a school. Sorry.
Don't wish that. I reckon this is...
teacher is currently fucking fumbling with the...
How do I turn this off?
How do I stop it?
How do I turn it off and then go find me some miracle berries and someone is 69 with? God!
Yeah. Well, anyway, interesting. Interesting to think about.
Yeah, and a lot of practical uses for the miracle berry.
Yeah.
Are there any other numbers that are sex maneuvers?
If I suck myself off, talking about this in the Thumb Cramps, another Sandspins podcast. Oh. If I suck myself off, I make a 6.
Or a 9 or a 7 with a line through it.
Yeah.
But the tail doesn't reach all the way around. Oh, no, I see what you mean.
Yep.
Yeah.
But your feet don't curl up like that.
No, that's peen time. But also, if it's the seven,
what part is what?
Wait, which number is this?
What number?
Six or nine? It's the seven.
I'll show you
if
six.
If it's the extra curvy one, right? So legs in the air, and then you are the little circle at the bottom.
Okay, I see. Yeah. But you see, the six. See, Jack's legs are kind of. So the six needs to have the tail part hanging over Jack's
it's
head.
It's kind of a goofy six, but it still works.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could be a seven. If you've got a straight leg and then you've got like a straight body, but then the little line through the seven could be the penis.
Here's my issue. Yeah. When we're talking about a 69, the circular part references the head.
Yep.
Sure.
But if we're talking just a six, Jackson's making the circular part his head and torso.
Well, I think you'd struggle to have a consistent through line across all the numbers, tragically.
I think if you're going for the different positions.
I don't know. I reckon you could do an eight.
One, okay.
What's your eight? Because I came up with a suggestion for eight, but what do you think it is?
Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
No, go. What's eight?
Let's hear it.
All right. Well, I guess eight is kind of like... eight is like you've got your God.
Please.
In my head, it made more sense. Now it's not making nearly as much sense. Yeah. All right, so it's like you're both doing foot play at each end, and then genitals are just kind of like maybe rubbing a little bit.
Yeah,
but I don't think genital play needs to be in this one.
Wait,
how?
Wait,
where's the belt?
Yeah.
Of the eight.
Yeah,
you could cross over.
Oh, so the two bodies.
Oh, the bodies.
Yeah, the two bodies are kind of like.
Oh, so and you're both sucking each other's feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
It doesn't make as much sense
to
me.
No, it works.
No, I don't know.
It makes more sense than mine.
If you're licking the soles of each other's feet, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
What about my one? Can I give you my one?
Go.
Okay, so I'm just standing.
Missionary.
Bound and coming.
But you're coming on the y-axis.
Yeah, I'm coming forward so you can't see it.
Are you a fancy one or just a line one?
Yeah, just a line.
See, I think you could do a fancy one and make that something.
Okay, so I got my hands in the air making like a swan, and that's the point of the one, and I'm standing on a plinth.
With your hands up.
Yeah, true.
And then you could be, I don't know, like standing on someone or something.
And I'm just coming like crazy.
Yeah, that could be another footplay one.
Yeah, that's true. I think I could do all of these just coming straight in the y-axis so you can't see it until it's just, you know, right at you.
Oh, hang on, z-axis.
Z-axis, not y-axis. Yeah, z-axis.
I was just thinking, I didn't think the y-axis was the correct one.
But you didn't say anything, did you?
Yeah.
What?
You stayed silent.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
In the face of lies. And are a media company.
Yeah,
I'm being careful not to be shot down in this one because I like that we're attacking Jackson.
Yeah. You know what? It's a bit too much of it. I'm calling it here. Okay? And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam. And this has been... Shut up a second.
You couldn't remember the topic. Frankly,
no,
neither
I wanted
can
to
I.
start the episode again.
Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more Sans Pants? Let us shoot our long hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sanspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sans Pants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sanspantsradio.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, where are you, the police?
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.